Ryan, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
It's Super Chicken.
Welcome in as we...
Roto Rooster.
Disguised as the mild mannered Russell Crowe.
This has gone way too far now.
Oh, really? You're telling us that?
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Friday morning, the last day of the month, last day of the week. And, of course, being the last day of the week means it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Lose the sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
Indeed, a Friday. Hope you are off to a great start here on this Friday as we broadcast from the Billups Center Studios, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
Going to be talking about Super Bowl this hour.
Yeah.
Going to have some real facts about a special edition this hour. About the Super Bowl.
A long special edition.
We may even throw some recipes out there. You know, Junior's has got a couple of recipes, you know, that they can give you for Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, they've got a chili cheese dip.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe talk about some of the things that you guys do. So all that coming up this hour.
And we get our dumb Facebook post we'll be doing.
Okay.
All kinds of things. But right now, the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see cloudy skies today and a few showers in the area, but mainly during the afternoon. Winds will be on the light side and highs top out near 51 degrees. Tonight, it remains cloudy. Slight chance for more showers. Lows drop to 40. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs head back to 51. Winds west-northwest, 5 to 10. And then Saturday night, gradual clearing and lows fall back to 35. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 45.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Good morning, watching traffic really start to bunch up now here on 24 westbound, approaching Walden Road. Sam Ridley's already got a lot of traffic trying to get down towards the interstate there, coming out of Smyrna. Just busy out here for a Friday morning. Give yourself plenty of extra travel time. Hey, buying or selling a home, call Nikisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team, call 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, that would be the catfish, shrimp, or clam basket today for lunch, just $4.99. Let me give you some weekend things to think about, too. That full rib barbecue rib platter, that full slab, if you will, just $12.99. Saturday, Sunday, all day, when you dine in at Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
14 after 7. Welcome back in on this Friday morning. Again, city school students out all day today. County had their half day yesterday. City is out all day today for in-service as teachers participate in that.
And all those county students are jealous.
Probably. I'd say so. Being the last day of the month, it's hard to believe January's already gone. In some ways, January was really slow. In others, very fast.
Yeah, it seemed a little faster than usual.
January
though,
was
me.
A weird month, yeah. Too. A lot went on. The coronavirus, Kobe Bryant's death.
Impeachment.
World War III. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot for one month.
We don't mean there's actual World War III.
No,
all
was,
those that are listening.
It was on. It was around, going around the internet. Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
But this is a big weekend to start out February because the big game is this weekend.
That's right.
Yes.
And so we have Dalton had in the 6 o'clock hour had a real fact about flushing toilets at halftime causes problems sometimes with sewage systems.
Sometime later on this hour, I'm going to have tips to have a successful Super Bowl party. You know, you're going to have the real facts about Super Bowl. I'm going to have tips about how to have a successful Super Bowl party.
It's John the Deck Chef Dinkins.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, speaking of food, our first special edition real fact. Now I can talk. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Super Game Sunday is America's second largest food consumption day. Do you know what the first is?
Wait, what the first was the second one, Super Bowl?
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So second
largest. Yeah, I didn't have my buzzer.
I'm sorry. All right. Here's another one. Another fact. We're just going to keep going. Got until I run out, which would be bad if it happens early. Peyton Manning is the only starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams.
True.
In the history of the game. He's the only one.
Okay.
The Colts and the Broncos.
I thought you were saying true false question. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's not a question. I'm just...
I couldn't remember the one, the Colts. So I think they beat the Bears, I think.
2007.
But the Bears? Did they beat the Bears?
It doesn't say.
Okay. Yeah. That was with the Colts. Yeah, go ahead. You're doing great.
Thank you. Let's see.
No more?
Okay. No, I've got more. Phil Sims, you know, he is famous for shouting, "I'm going to Disney World" on the field moments after the Giants won the Super Bowl. Disney paid him $75,000 to shout that at the end of that game.
Now, I wouldn't doubt that, yeah. So he didn't really go to Disney World.
Maybe.
Oh, I bet he did.
I bet he did.
Yeah,
I bet he
went for $75,000 anyway.
They paid him to say that at the end if he won. Wow. Yeah. That was a big thing for several years.
Oh, wow, yeah. They quit doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers hold the record for most Super Bowl wins, having captured 6 Vince Lombardi trophies, and the 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, and New England Patriots each have 5.
So how many did Pittsburgh have?
6.
Okay, so the 49ers could tie that if they win this weekend.
Yes. And the Patriots, where are the Patriots?
They have 5.
Yeah.
But they're not in it. Na 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 boo boo.
Don't be ugly. He could be our quarterback.
That's true.
So
it's true.
And then you'll be, oh, Tom, way to go.
Now, do you know which team has lost the most Super Bowls?
Yes.
The Buffalo Bills.
I feel like I'm doing trivia. You know, I'm say yes, I'm going to answer it, and he answers it.
Well, is that right?
No, it's not. Oh, it's a tie between the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots, who've each dropped 5 Super Bowl matchups.
Yeah, because they've been in so many.
Yes.
I got you.
But the Buffalo Bills was a good guess because they've never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't know how many they were in the 90s, but it was a bunch.
Yeah.
There was a 2014 Change.org petition to have Weird Al Yankovic headline the Super Bowl halftime show, and it received more than 100,000 signatures, but he didn't do it.
Wow.
Real facts.
We're ending on a Weird Al Yankovic.
I should have skipped.
That's interesting. Back in a second. This is a paid legal advertisement.
Every one of us has traveled on a highway next to a tractor trailer. We understand the huge difference in size and weight of these trucks. These trucks can carry up to 80,000 pounds fully loaded, compared with the average car that weighs only 4,000 pounds. If you're involved in an accident with a tractor trailer, you need a lawyer who knows the laws and regulations that are involved with these large trucks. You need the law offices of John Day, 615-867-9900.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
Depression, anxiety, marital issues, parenting. Those are the kind of things that come up every day in real life. And sometimes it helps to have someone that you can sit and talk through those issues with. At Branches Counseling Center, we care about you and we're here to help meet those needs. If you'd like more information about how to connect with us, then go to the website, branchescounselingcenter.com. This is Dr. Mike Courtney, and we're interested in you.
Huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's Shoes and Boots. Shake off the cold with 30% off warm and durable Columbia vests. Plus, French's bargain racks are always packed with huge discounts. But for a limited time, get an additional 50% off every pair of winter and fashion boots. Hurry to French's because these deals won't last.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
We're talking about ways to save you money whenever possible. And we're talking this morning with Rebecca Upton, a supervisor at Dempsey, Van Treese, and Follis. Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning.
When you make donations to individuals running for a political office or to nonprofits, to church, is it all the same?
It is not all the same. And we get those questions, especially during the political season. While we think it's a great endeavor for you to support political candidates, especially in your local community, those contributions are not deductible for tax purposes. So we want to make sure that people are aware that even though they're making their contributions and supporting the candidate that they feel is the best candidate, that those are not going to be a tax benefit for you on your return. On the other side of the scope, any donations made to community organizations, those would be 501c3 organizations. They can go down even into the public service organizations, so school systems, parks and recreation programs, just general for the benefit of the public type entities. Those are all deductible contributions. So we ask that you track those so that you can make sure you take advantage of those on your return.
What about some of these political organizations that we hear about so often, the lobbying groups and groups for special causes that sometimes claim to be not-for-profit organizations? Are they really, and would they be? How would you treat that?
They are still not-for-profit organizations in a sense, but they are a political affiliate. So anything that is involved with a lobbying group, a party, a political party, or an individual candidate is not deductible for tax purposes because it supports one interest area.
So as long as it's political in nature, you can't deduct it.
That's correct.
How long of a period of time do you have to make these deductions?
Any deductions that you want to take advantage of on your return will need to be made during the calendar year. So you'll have from January 1st to December 31st to make those if you would like to claim them in the year of that return. I have lots of clients who choose to wait till the end of the year and determine what their available cash flow is. And then they'll make sizable contributions at the end of the year to their charities of choice. But we encourage people make those contributions because they do come advantage, especially if you're itemizing on your return.
So these are things to be thinking about now. And while we're talking about this, at what point should people be planning on the information for their tax returns?
I would say throughout the year. We encourage people to, when most donations, especially donations over $200, receive a receipt. We encourage you to keep a file with those because the IRS does like to see documentation if they ever come in and look at the donations. So we like for you to have those files at hand and ready to bring into your CPA. But throughout the year, I have myself a tax file that I just, anything that I know will have tax implications throughout the year, it gets dropped in that file and it's easy to find when it comes time to prepare my taxes.
So when you make a donation of clothing, furniture, whatever, to a nonprofit organization and they say, do you want a receipt?
You will need at least one receipt for your donations of anything other than non-cash items. So we ask you on those non-cash items to get a receipt. It's also a good idea to detail what you've donated. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be a simple notebook sheet with how many items were in each bag that you donated. But it is good to give a detail of whether it was a women's shirt, a men's shirt, a piece of furniture. If you do donate items that have a value greater than $5,000, they will need to be appraised. So that comes into particular interest when you donate a vehicle or you donate a large piece of furniture or something that has an antiquity value to it. You want to make sure that you find somebody that can make an appraisal for you and give you a fair market value of that for your donation. Anything under that $5,000 mark is safe with your own valuation.
Now, you mentioned vehicles, cars, boats even. If you give them to some organizations, I have the feeling that they're using it for scrap metal. They're using a poundage. Do you need a receipt on that?
You will get, if you donate anything that you feel like is going to have a value over that $5,000 mark, you definitely need the appraisal because it doesn't matter what the organization is going to do with it. In most cases, if it's over $5,000, the organization will try to turn around and sell it and get the cash benefit. But your deduction comes in at what the appraised value is. So you need to make sure you get that appraisal.
Now, these are things you need to be thinking about right now. Don't wait until you're getting ready to file the taxes. So if you have questions, you need to ask those questions right now, too. And Rebecca, how's a good way to get in touch with you or anyone here at Dempsey Van Treese and Follis?
You can call our office anytime. Our number is 615-893-6666, and our receptionist will get you to the next available accountant. We usually can get back in touch with you within a day.
Very good. We've been talking this morning with Rebecca Upton, a supervisor here at Dempsey Van Treese and Follis, right here in Murfreesboro. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bart.
If you've got an iPhone, we have an app for that. If you're an Android user, we have an app for that, too. You can listen to us anywhere, on air and on demand.
WGNS.
We're News Radio WGNS.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Cindy Smith, the hormone replacement specialist at Reefsane Drugstore. So we do saliva testing to determine what you might need. That's the best way. It's actually more specific and more accurate than blood testing. Some of the most common symptoms we see are just sleep problems, sometimes fatigue, memory issues. Hi, this is Cindy Smith, the hormone replacement specialist at Reefsane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
Making decisions are hard, and having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel at home. So we invite you to come by the Villages of Murfreesboro and try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages is in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
Where do you go when you have problems and you feel like there's no one you can talk to about them? Who do you talk to when there's just nobody else that seems to be going through the kind of thing that you've gone through? My name is Mike Courtney. I'm the director of Branches Counseling Center, and we're here to make a difference in your life. If you'd like to find out more about Branches or Christian counseling, we encourage you to contact us by going to the website at branchescounselingcenter.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy Friday, everybody. City school students out all day today at City School in Service on this Friday, the 31st of January, broadcasting from the Billups Center studios. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
Call or text in your birthdays, too, at 615-893-1450. A sweet treat might be waiting from you from Simply Pure Sweet Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
The staff over at French's Shoes and Boots are today's good neighbors of the day. Somebody took their first trip there recently, and the staff was so wonderful that they said that they'd be back to shop. So they're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Speaking of French's, they're bringing you the latest news.
French's Shoes and Boots.
Traffic and weather upcoming, too, here for you. French's has a big winter gear blowout going on now, so you need to stop on in. Even savings on their bargain racks at French's Shoes and Boots.
Good morning, guys. We'll see cloudy skies today and a few showers in the area, but mainly during the afternoon. Winds will be on the light side and highs top out near 51 degrees. Tonight it remains cloudy, slight chance for more showers. Lows drop to 40, winds west around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs head back to 51, winds west-northwest 5 to 10. And then Saturday night, gradual clearing and lows fall back to 35. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 45.
Well, good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume here as we check it out live, but it's moving. Let's keep it that way on 24 westbound here up by Walnut Road. Sam Ridley's got a lot of traffic on it. Obviously, they're coming from Smyrna down Sam Ridley, not only past the airport there, but also all the way down to I-24 trying to get on that ramp. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Maybe you've heard the name before. You've never tried it. It is so good. It's the original hot chicken. Go by and see them this weekend, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time track.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance announces non-premium tax fees can now be paid electronically to the department. In the past, insurance carriers faced delays and expenses when printing and mailing paper checks covering payments for the various fees. Beginning this January, all insurance company fees may be paid securely and electronically through opt-ins, an online electronic payment application created for states by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. State Representative Clark Boyd, who represents Cannon, DeKalb, and Wilson counties, is working with other colleagues in the State House of Representatives on legislation that provides additional tax cuts for Tennesseans. Those cuts include legislation designed to create a food tax holiday in 2020, reductions in the corporate tax, and eliminating the professional privilege tax. Tennessee has the lowest tax and lowest debt in the entire country. A state lawmaker wants Tennessee to recognize CNN and the Washington Post as fake news. Republican Representative James Van Hus of Jonesboro introduced a resolution Tuesday. It would have Tennessee's General Assembly condemn the media outlets for denigrating Tennesseans, implying that they're weak-minded followers instead of people exercising their rights that were paid for by veterans. Van Hus claims CNN and the Washington Post have mocked the state since 60% of Tennesseans voted for President Trump in the 2016 election. Rutherford County Fire and Rescue's arson unit has charged 23-year-old Samantha Weaver with intentionally setting fire to a house on Woodbury Pike Tuesday. Rutherford County Control and Las Casas Fire Departments put out the blaze on a bed and contained it to a small area in the bedroom. Weaver arrested and booked into the Rutherford County Jail with her bond set at $108,000. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Every day across Tennessee, scam artists and con men are ripping off Tennesseans. It's time to put a stop to scams in Tennessee. Scams stop with education. Never give personal information to people you don't know. Scams stop by reporting criminal activity. Scams stop here. To learn scam fighting tips or to file a complaint, contact us at tn.gov/commerce/scams. Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in here on this Friday morning, and it is big game weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers locking horns this weekend. We shared some, I guess, Super Bowl trivia with you a few minutes ago.
He's got a few more, too, but I'm going to give you some tips today.
Tips for throwing a Super Bowl party?
Yes.
So those were some things that you can spout off at your Super Bowl party to make you sound smart.
That's right. This is the John Dinkins version of how to throw a Super Bowl party. First of all, don't cook anything. Cater it all.
Yep.
You know, just have this. Don't try to cook wings on your own.
Don't do those stupid broccoli buffalo or cauliflower buffalo wings.
Yeah, don't try anything fancy. Get the stuff that is a proven winner. Wings are a proven winner.
Pizza.
Pizza is a proven winner. Although
chips
it can
dip.
Get pizza can get a little cold. You have to, you know, really time it right. What did you say?
Chips and dip.
Chips and dip is always good.
Have multiple dips.
I have some people have done popcorn before. Three different various kinds of popcorn. That's kind of neat. But also be sure you cater it. Don't try to do anything like that on yourself. The little hot dogs and you know that you dip in sauce. Those are pretty good on toothpicks and stuff. That stuff's pretty good.
Yeah.
But we used to have four or five different types of dip, and you know the chips. Really, that's the biggie.
You got to have multiple dips.
Something substantial. Sandwiches are good. Sub sandwiches are really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like. Yeah.
Now, in terms of the game itself, if you have ladies that do not like football, they'll go to a separate room. You should get a buzzer from one of the local restaurants, and when the commercials come on, one of the ladies is holding the buzzer, and you hit it, and the buzzer says, oh, it's commercial time, so they all come in and watch the commercial. That really doesn't happen, but I just thought that would be funny, and it obviously wasn't. The next thing you should do is have a chart and rate the commercials. Make a game of the commercial that gets everybody involved, and then you tally up, you know, whoever got the most points is the best commercial. Kind of keep everybody interested in the game. So
I like that. That's pretty good.
And also, you can at halftime, most of the people want to watch it. If it's a real dud, have a football handy where you can go outside and throw a little football, make you feel like you're part of the Super Bowl festivities. Now, if you're totally against Super Bowls at all, then you watch the Hallmark Channel. That's it.
What do they do? What does the Hallmark Channel do?
They go to another room. They have that little kitten bowl thing that they do, and then they then they show movies. So then everybody's happy. Make sure that you have also more than one television on. If you have one in your kitchen, have it on. If you have one in the living room, have it on. Anywhere in the house, all the TVs should be
on.
Put
a TV in your bathroom.
Right.
Temporarily,
yeah. That's exactly right.
I think you've taken that way too far with the bathroom TV.
Well, you'd be surprised.
And you don't have to, you know, clog up toilets for the city at halftime.
That's true. Had some other stuff, too, that I wanted you to...
I did. I had one specifically that I thought was really interesting, and maybe we could talk about it.
You know, it was a restaurant buzzer is what I meant. You know, yes. Like you get a restaurant... Okay.
I got it.
Still wasn't funny. Yeah, still wasn't funny. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So, you know, Super Bowl is expensive if you want to actually go.
Yes.
A ticket will run you about $2,300. Now, that's an old number. They're probably even more expensive this year. This was like 5 years ago. The priciest ticket, this is the most expensive ticket to the first Super Bowl, Super Bowl I. It was played on January 15th, 1967, cost $12.
Mm.
Now, adjust for inflation. It's been a while. That's about $90 today.
Well, and you have to understand, a car cost $2,000, you know, in 1967.
Right. Well, when you adjust for today's money, that would be $90.
What's interesting about that, though, the Super Bowl didn't even sell out, did it?
No,
it was
there
not
were,
a sellout.
There were open seats there.
And so, if you see films of the old games, you'll see massive empty seats. And it was just – it was almost like a bowl game or something that was just, you know.
Well, the bigger game was the –
NFC Championship. The
AFC and the NFC right. Championship games right. were even bigger than the Super Bowl back then at that point. So, well,
we've given all the tips that we can give.
That's it. Have fun with the big game this weekend. Back to wrap up the show here in just a second.
This is Cindy Landham. I help people move from restrictive, compulsive eating to sane and reasonable eating. Until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. Go to theliberatedeater.com and begin healing today. Again, theliberatedeater.com.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Auction of a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath ranch-style home that sits on a 1-acre lot and backs up to open land. The property is in the county, but only a few miles from all city conveniences. See you Saturday, February 8th at 10 a.m. More information at MaplesRealtyandAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Chevet Hardware. Here's an awesome addition to your toolbox at an amazing price. Right now, Haynes Chevet Hardware has the DeWalt 29-piece screwdriver bit set for just $9.99. The Snap Flow Snap holds a wide assortment of bits and nut drivers for almost any project on your list. As the DeWalt 29-piece screwdriver bit set for just $9.99 at Haynes Chevet Hardware. Head over to Haynes Chevet Hardware to save on this bargain of the month now while supplies last. Haynes True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's Shoes and Boots. Unbeatable savings like 50% off all Carhartt long sleeve and sweatshirts and 30% off the entire stock of Carhartt outerwear, including insulated boots. That's 30% off French's everyday low prices on new jackets, vests, and more. Hurry to French's because these deals won't last.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, the Wake Up Crew wrapping up. From the Billups Center Studios, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Get it all out there.
The wrap-up crew.
It's the wrap-up crew right now.
Well, that's just fine.
That's us.
Brian doesn't make mistakes.
No.
We're wrapping up with our conversation about our friends at Junior's Foodland, where they've got super savings for this weekend's big game. How about the T-bone steak for just $6.99 per pound? Ground chuck is $2.99 to make your own burgers there, $2.99 per pound. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.69 per pound. Other things for the grill or maybe chuck roast for $4.29. Got something special going on there. Oscar Mayer hot dogs, two packages for $4. That's the 14 to 16 ounce. Select varieties, beef, cheese, the cheese dogs, too. Kids love those. How about, boneless pork sirloin roast, $2.49. So you can have the chuck roast or the sirloin roast, the pork roast. So either one of those two things to go together. And I know you're thinking about sides and what can you put together with that. And they've got all kinds of savings on all the chips and dips. They even have those touchdown tacos with all the Taco Bell seasonings that you would ever imagine. And appetizers in the frozen section. They've got you covered for the big game with super savings at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. When you stop in, tell Andy and Susan and everybody out there that the Wake Up Crew sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Maybe you, Carol. I don't know about me.
Just to have a laugh.
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah. We just get started. What have we learned on our show today?
We learned you hate us.
We learned how to throw a big game party.
That's exactly
the
right.
The John Dinkins way. You know, we're talking about catering. You can get tacos, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook them yourself if you get them from
a lot of people go Mexican. you know, have a lot. You can get, you can cater Mexican stuff, you know.
Well, because everybody likes chips and salsa
and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Taco Bell has a like a 20-something pack you can get.
I mean, it's just everybody's got a package of some kind.
Yes.
That you can go to. Grocery stores take care of you, you know.
Juniors.
It's really a lot of problem to host one. That's why I'm glad I'm not hosting one.
You going to one?
I am going to one.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.